Good morning, and thank you, Chris, for that very generous introduction. It kind of makes it sound like I can't hold a job, right? I move around an awful lot, and this has been a great experience being back at NIJ, having been there as a visiting fellow early in my career. On behalf of Assistant Attorney Lori Robinson, Attorney General Lori Robinson, and our Acting Director Chris Rose, who I might add did a spectacular job of kicking off this conference yesterday, I want to welcome all of you today to what we think will be a really enlightening discussion concerning the problem of cell phones used for illicit purposes in correctional facilities. Detainees and inmates using cell phones for illicit purposes to, for example, continue an ongoing criminal enterprise or to intimidate witnesses are a significant problem in our correctional institutions at the local, state, and federal levels. And there are no easy solutions to this problem. Trying to block or intercept illicit cell phone communications may really interfere with the actual legitimate use of cell phones, particularly in correctional facilities that are located in densely populated urban areas. Stopping cell phones from being introduced into a facility or locating them once they've been introduced is equally difficult because of the many ways that cell phones can be smuggled and dismantled and hidden. But today you're going to hear some ideas that show a little bit more optimism. And our intention at this plenary this morning is not to offer a solution to this problem or take a position on a solution, because realistically there may not be a single solution that fits all circumstances. But rather, we hope to examine the problem and its potential solutions from the operational, technical, and regulatory perspective, and we have representatives from all of those fields to talk with you this morning. And in framing it that way, we really hope to advance the national discussion of this problem. To accomplish this objective, we've assembled a very distinguished panel that will discuss the problem and the potential solution in three very different operational and regulatory environments, each having their own unique challenges, and they include jails, state correctional facilities, and the federal correctional systems. And I will start with our corrections practitioners' perspective. Those will be the first three things that you're going to hear about this problem. So starting, I'd like to ask Secretary Gary Maynard, who's the Secretary of Maryland's Department of Corrections and Public Safety and Correctional Services. Director Maynard has more than 30 years of extensive correctional administrative service, including serving as the Director of the Iowa Department of Corrections. So please welcome Director Maynard, Secretary Maynard. Okay. We're also pleased to have with us today Mr. Harley Lappin, the 7th Director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Director Lappin is a career public administrator with over 25 years of service in the Bureau of Prisons, including serving as the warden of the Federal Correctional Institution in Butner, North Carolina, and as the warden of the United States Prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. Please join me in welcoming Director Lappin. And from the practitioner's perspective, we also have retired Sheriff Aaron D. Kinnard. Sheriff Kinnard is the Executive Director of the National Sheriff's Association. Most of us know that as NSA. And prior to his appointment as Executive Director at NSA in 2007, he was the Sheriff of Salt Lake County, Utah, where he was first elected in 1990 after having served 20 years with Salt Lake City Police Department. Join me in welcoming retired Sheriff Kinnard. Representing the perspective of the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, will be retired Admiral Jamie Barnett. Admiral Barnett is the chief of the Commission's Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau. He's responsible for overseeing FCC activities pertaining to public safety, homeland security, emergency management, and disaster preparedness. And he represents the Commission on these issues before federal, state, and industry organizations. Admiral Barnett served 32 years in the United States Navy and Navy Reserve, having retired in 2008. Please join me in welcoming Admiral Barnett. And our final panel member is Mr. Larry Atlas. Mr. Atlas is Senior Advisor to the Assistant Secretary of Communications and Information and Administrator of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or NTIA. In that role, he advises the Assistant Secretary on all matters within the agency's purview, including Internet governance. Among his many accomplishments, Mr. Atlas played a key role in implementing both the first spectrum auctions as well as the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which has had quite a substantial impact on all of us. And most in the room are very familiar with FCC that Admiral Barnett represents, but you may not be as familiar with NTIA. It is a component of the U.S. Department of Commerce, and it serves as the executive branch agency that is principally responsible for advising the president on telecommunications and information policies. And in that role, NTIA frequently works with other executive branch agencies to develop and present the administration's position on these issues. In addition to representing the executive branch, NTIA also manages the federal use of spectrum, performs cutting-edge telecommunication research and engineering, including resolving technical communication issues for the federal government and private sector, and administers the Infrastructure and Public Telecommunications Facility Grant Program. In 2010, Congress tasked NTIA with developing, in coordination with the FCC, the Federal Bureau of Prisons and NIJ plan to investigate and evaluate how wireless jamming, detection, and other technologies might be utilized for law enforcement and correctional applications in federal, state, and prison facilities. And pursuant to that, NTIA published a request in the Federal Register, again in May of 2010, requesting information from the public on technologies that would significantly reduce or eliminate contraband cell phone use without negatively affecting commercial, wireless, and public safety services in areas surrounding prisons. That would include our capacity to respond to 911 calls and other government radio traffic. So now I'm going to ask each of our panelists to make brief 5 to 10 minute presentations on their organization's perspective of this challenging problem and its solutions. That will be followed by a 20-minute discussion among the panelists concerning their perspectives on this issue, and then time will be presented at the conclusion for questions. So I would ask you to hold your questions until they have completed their presentations and discussion.